Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, January 7th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, as Apple continues to transition the Mac to its own Apple Silicon processors, Intel isn't just looking in the other direction. In fact, Apple's Director of Mac System Architecture, Jeff Wilcox, has departed Apple and is going to Intel. At Intel, Wilcox will become an Intel Fellow and serve as the company's Chief Technology Officer for the Design Engineering Group. Wilcox announced the career change in a pair of posts on LinkedIn last month, saying he was departing Apple, and then just this week revealing that he was going to Intel. Prior to his departure, Wilcox had worked on Apple's Mac System Architecture team for over 8 years. In fact, Wilcox wrote on his LinkedIn profile that he led the transition for all Macs to Apple Silicon, including work on the M1 chip and the T2 security chip. This is actually a return to Intel for Wilcox, as he had worked at the company from 2010 through 2013 as a principal engineer for PC chipsets before joining Apple. Apple has lost a handful of engineers from its Silicon team over the last 2 years. Most notably, 3 engineers departed Apple to start a new chip company called Nuvia, which was eventually acquired by Qualcomm. But whether or not we start to see the effects of these departures on the Apple Silicon roadmap remains to be seen. Apple's chip team has proven to be incredibly resilient and capable, especially under the leadership of Johnny Cerugi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Technologies. In other news today, a new report offers additional details on the iPhone SE 3 coming this year, as well as Apple's continued work on a foldable iPhone. According to the reliable leaker Dylan DKT, Apple is planning a new iPhone SE this year that simply features 5G connectivity and a spec bump in terms of performance. It will feature the same design as the 2020 iPhone SE, which is based on the iPhone 8. The report also indicates that Apple is still planning an iPhone SE with a design similar to the iPhone XR sometime in 2024. And as for the foldable iPhone, the source says that Apple is continuing to test multiple different prototypes of an iPhone with a foldable display. But as of right now, Apple's research shows that there are still too many compromises with this type of display technology, so it has no immediate plans to launch any sort of foldable iPhone. This, of course, is not the first time we've heard about Apple's research and development into foldable iPhones. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the first foldable iPhone could launch as soon as 2023. And of course, many Android manufacturers have already launched their foldable smartphones. So in many ways, Apple is still sort of playing catch-up in the foldable smartphone industry. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking and headlined as AT&T is offering Apple's official iPhone 12 mini silicone MagSafe case at just $10. Normally fetching $49, you're looking at a new all-time low that's $10 below our previous mention and marking the best we've seen to date. Apple's official silicone case wraps your iPhone 12 mini in a premium soft touch finish that's coated in a microfiber lining on the inside. Alongside magnets that allow it to snap right onto the back of your device, there's also support for Apple's MagSafe charging here to round out the package. Another one of today's most notable offers has Anker outfitting your iPhone with its latest Amazon storefront sale. Headlined by the Nano Pro 20-watt USB-C charger that just launched late last year, you can now bring home the accessory at $17. Normally fetching $20, you're looking at only the second discount so far at $3 off, as well as a match of the all-time low. As Anker's latest and most compact charger yet, its new Nano Pro still packs 20 watts of power output over a USB-C PD port. Perfect as an iPhone companion, it sports a unique design that comes in one of four colors. Wrapping up all of today's best deals, Belkin finishes things off by discounting its popular 3-in-1 MagSafe 15-watt charging stand to $127. Normally fetching $150, this is the first discount we've seen since back in November, not to mention a rare chance to score this charger in stock at any price. This 3-in-1 charging station from Belkin arrives with a built-in 15-watt MagSafe pad for wirelessly refueling your iPhone 12 or 13 series device. Perfect for tidying up the desk or nightstand, it arrives with an integrated Apple Watch charging puck and a secondary 5-watt Qi pad on the base for powering up AirPods. You'll find all of the other best deals as we head into the weekend over at 9to5toys.com or follow us on Twitter at 9to5toys as well.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.